Welcome
to
Moms
and the Trenches.
Hey,
I'm Yami
and I'm Michaela,
and we're so glad that you're here on this fine Monday. This is going up on a Monday.
Yes, absolutely. So we're actually gonna do things a little different. We're not gonna do a Hot Topics.
Y'all know what the Hot Topics are.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, Diddy did it. He's been indicted or whatever it is, charged.
And then, you know, the election, vote for who you want.
A second attempt.
Vote for who you want. Yeah. Don't tell me about it. What else? The Emmys the Emmys or the... Yeah, the Emmys happened recently.
Yes, it was the Emmys. Yeah.
That was nice. If you haven't seen Shogun, highly recommend, because I saw it Shogun. And it was pretty good.
I didn't watch it, but I know it got a lot of Emmys.
Yes, it did.
And it was like a lot of diverse, like,
Yes. I studied abroad in Japan before I had children, and so the Japanese culture and all that stuff is something that's really interesting to me. So, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. Other than that, Meg, what are we going to talk about today?
That was a good note. first, I wanted to do a wellness check on you. How are you doing?
You might still hear it in my voice, but I am getting over... I want to say it was just a really bad cold, because I tested negative for COVID twice last week. So I'm thinking it was a really crappy cold.
Yeah, and no one around you... got sick, so...
No, thank goodness. No, it was just me. I was suffering.
Don't you hate that when you're the only one who, like... Like, when my kids are sick, I'm like, I want to take this from you. I don't want you to have it.
True.
But then when I do have it, I'm like, why am I the only one
The thing is, it's also crazy. Like, I got... It was also that time of the month.
Oh,
and, like...
Yeah.
It just piled on. Like, it when it rained, out. It poured kind of thing. So you might still be able to hear it, but I'm feeling a lot better. How are you?
I'm glad you're feeling better. I am finally feeling like I'm seeing the light. For those who don't know, the company I was working for shut down in July, so I've just been a stay-at-home mom. Trying to
whoop, whoop.
Right, and I loved it, honestly, and that'll be another episode another day, but just applying to jobs, the television market just isn't what it used to be, but finally got a job offer and I'm whoop, excited whoop. So things
bam,
are
bam,
looking,
bam,
exactly things are looking up, so I've been excited and just enjoying the last few moments that I have of my freedom before I'm back to a 9-to-5.
Yeah, but you're still working from home, right?
Yeah, so it's, I would say
it's hybrid. Like hybrid, yeah.
But the flexibility is there, so that's what I love, because...
Amen.
Gosh, yeah, I couldn't imagine going to a job where it's very structured, whereas this is like, get your work done.
You mean like my job?
Yes. Like,
my 8-to-5 Monday through Friday.
Anyways, so today's episode, I feel like I'm going to laugh a lot. I don't want to say at you. I want to say with you, because I know some of your feelings about extracurricular activities.
I had 2 beers before coming here.
No, you didn't.
Just to take the edge. It's been a long day.
Okay.
It's been a long week. This is going up on a Monday, and I hope y'all have an awesome week. But we are filming closer to the weekend. We're recording closer to the weekend. So I'm beat. I'm beat. I'm pretty. Yeah. Emotionally, physically. I told myself I was going to... save the day by scheduling me a massage in a few weeks from now. Full body, deep tissue. I want the works.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
My mom has a membership, and sometimes she gets, like, the credits. She has a few, and I meant to text her the other night and be like, hey, book me for one of them credits, because I need it.
Dude, it's a struggle. So today we're going to be talking about extracurricular activities.
Yes.
AKA sports, or anything that's not related to
school and home. Yeah.
So things that they do voluntarily or that we pay for or anything like that. So, I want to obviously, before we get any further, I do want to give you a shout out because I feel like, you go extra hard with your extracurricular and sometimes your things overlap and that just could not be me.
I know. That's why I said I'm going to be laughing with you.
You a real one. You the GOAT because, you set the standard for me because I don't know how you do it. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about what you got going on as far as Zion and Carolina. Like, what do they got on right now?
Okay. So right now, Zion's at the end of T-ball. His last game technically is supposed to be next week. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this week since this is going up on Monday, but the game got rained out. The second to last game got rained out. So it has to be rescheduled. So he still has two games, which I don't know what day they're going to pick. They actually were like, hey, like the coach was like, do you think that, you know, Saturday too soon? They're trying to do Saturday at 11 and like, seven of the however many players was like, nope, can't make it. So, I was like, yeah, you're doing it too soon to schedule on a Saturday. We need like at least a week and a half in advance. But
that part.
Zion's at the end of T-ball and he's also started soccer. So he's in two things currently right now. And then Carolina is in dance with Aria. The girls are in dance together. So, that's what I have right now.
See, it doesn't sound like a lot, but T-ball is multiple games a week. And
yeah, typically
it overlapped with soccer. So
I was going to say, let me break down the T-ball soccer thing. So when we initially signed Zion up for T-ball, when I say we, I mean me. Dakota just agreed. But when I signed him up, I was like, okay, you know, like, there's a soccer program. You can choose Monday through, I think, Thursday. You can choose any of those days. Well, I knew at the time Carolina was going to have dance on Wednesdays. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I know that the T-ball people said that there's going to be no games on Wednesdays, which is great. So I was like, perfect. It works out. And then I was like, okay, Zion's going to be signed up for soccer when I signed him up for soccer because I was looking at the programs at the same time because I'm crazy. But I was like, soccer he can do on Tuesday. I knew there would be a little bit of overlap for a couple weeks. And then T-ball.
But he also overlapped T-ball with basketball when the boys were doing basketball in the summer.
He missed a T-ball practice.
Because they were still doing basketball. Well, so over the summer, the boys, AJ and Zion, did basketball together.
They did. However, we actually missed T-ball and basketball because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have missed T-ball because of basketball we had to go.
Why do you do this?
Okay. Let me finish. Continue.
Judgment whatsoever.
I feel so much judgment.
You're killing it.
With the T-ball thing, my nephew, he played T-ball in the fall, and it's a little bit different than spring with the program. And when he was in the same league, I was like, oh, they played Mondays and like another day during the week. So I was like, Tuesday seems like the perfect day to sign him up for soccer. So I signed him up for T-ball, and then I signed him up for soccer. Come to find out, T-ball is on Tuesdays. Tuesdays and Saturdays were the days. So I'm like trying to contact the soccer people like, hey, can I switch my day to Thursday? Because Carolina has dance on Wednesday. Well, lo and behold, after 2 weeks of dance, the dance teacher gets a job somewhere else and they immediately move all the Wednesday kids to Thursdays, which means that now Zion can't do soccer on Thursday or on Tuesday unless he misses two soccer. So It was just a lot, and I finally got in contact with somebody at the soccer place and was like, can he do Wednesday? Because now Carolina's doing soccer Thursday. If you didn't follow, I completely understand. That's fine. Because it was hard for me to follow, but that is the back, that's the backstory for all of this.
So do you feel like you need to constantly have him in a sport, even if it overlaps with the previous sport?
Yes.
Why is that? Have you unpacked that in therapy?
I have not. So I was about to say, I feel like because I didn't do anything growing up, I do have regrets not doing more when I'm when I watch the kids do stuff.
Yeah.
It makes me look back and think like, man, I wish I did this. So I think that is definitely a factor, not doing enough until I got to high school and did color guard and I loved it. And then I also think, having Dakota's family, such a big family, and the kids do so much. Mm-hmm. That's why Zion wanted to play t-ball. Like when he was young, well, he is young, but like when he was 2 and 3, he's like, oh, I want to be out there with my cousins. I want to do this. So mm-hmm. I think that was another reason. And then his cousins do so much. Like they play football, they play flag football, they play, you know, baseball, they play basketball, they play soccer. Like they're doing mm-hmm. everything. And so I think I'm just like going to their games and stuff, I'm like, okay, this seems fun. And yeah. then I'm like, oh, I'll just see what he likes and dabble in this. At one point I was looking yeah. at karate. So it's like, I'm just,
yeah.
I think that's a lot of it. And then Dakota even said that when he was younger, he did everything. He did soccer, karate. He was skateboarding. He did, you know, basketball. When we met, he was wrestling, and then he played basketball, and he played football, and like all this, he just did everything. So
he did a lot of sports.
He did a lot of sports stuff too. And like, I also want to say that Zion, neither one of my kids have to do sports specifically. It's just what they're interested in, and there's a lot of programs. Yeah. But like, if Zion or Caroline is like, I want to join chess club, great. My thing is you can't just sit at home and play the game or watch TV all day.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think that's part of it.
I agree with that. Yeah. I look at it from a different slant because I was the opposite. Growing up, my mom put me in a bunch of stuff. Yeah. And I took AP classes and I was in the honor roll. And I was also like, I was in clubs in school after mm-hmm. school. And then I had my weekend things. And then I had auditions because I used to like model and, you know, rehearsals and talent shows. And I was a busy kid and that was a lot. So I look at it from a point of view of like, and my mom, you know, was like a backstage mom. Like she was very much involved in like, you know, volunteering with the rehearsals and the dress rehearsals and the, mm-hmm. you know, and it was very hectic. And I think I attached that, I attached my productivity to my worth.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pass that on to my children, mm-hmm. obviously. So, I agree that the kids, we should stick them in different things until, you know, something sticks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after T-ball for AJ this year, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna enjoy, you know, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then maybe in the spring we will revisit something for AJ. It'll probably still be T-ball.
I was about to say he's in T-ball. Let him know how T-ball's going.
T-ball is, listen, my guy. he is slow progress is still progress. Amen.
Amen.
So he's just so cute and he's really trying and he's having fun.
I was about to say this is the first thing though that he's. You can tell there's a difference between, like, you know, when they were doing soccer together.
Yeah.
He was not interested. When they did basketball, it was a little bit difficult because of the buzzer and, like, the structure and whatever.
Yes, yes,
Whereas T-ball, I feel like when...
I feel like this is his sport.
This is his sport. Like, me and the kids went and watched him play last week. And even though there were some funny moments because he's never played before,
mm-hmm.
it just seems like this was more for
him. Up his alley.
Yeah, it's more up his alley.
And we're a big, you know, baseball household. My husband likes pretty much all sports, but we are really big into baseball. Yeah. So, I think it's going good. You know, obviously with him being in the autism spectrum, it's a little He processes things differently, and it's a little difficult for him to understand certain things at the same pace as his peers, but
he's in it
and he loves it, and then he loves playing catch, and like,
and his teacher went to see him the other day, saw him play, so
she's awesome. So yeah, he has a bunch of support, and to, you know, he has another game coming up where, you know, we're all gonna go and see him. It's mm-hmm. it's a little difficult because, you know, people work and whatnot, but nah, he's doing great, and he's having a lot of fun, and he looks so cute in his uniform.
I love the shirts.
I know.
The jerseys are amazing.
They're so cute.
So yeah, that's the backstory to the extracurricular. I also want to say too, for me, because you brought up not putting this on your kids, and I have to watch myself because, I remember in college, and I don't know how true this is, but I do remember one of my old roommates saying that, like, the signs or one of the side effects that she had from her depression was constantly trying to remain busy. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes I try to do that and be mm-hmm. like, okay, well, if the kids have this, then I wouldn't have to stay home and worry about this or, yeah. you know, whatever.
Like a distraction.
A distraction. So I think sometimes I try to fill my days with stuff to, mm-hmm. like, avoid. And so I do try to be cognizant of that. However, there are rewards, like putting Carolina in dance is very rewarding.
Carolina Blue is upstaging everybody, including Aria. Carolina's just a natural. Like, we might have the next pop star on our hands. She's killing it.
She is. But, I was telling my mom today that's so rewarding because it's something I saw from the start.
Yeah.
Like when Zion plays t-ball and he hits the ball or whatever, it's always rewarding. Mm-hmm. But it's not one of those things where, like, when he was younger, he would just, you know, mm-hmm. hit and
you do, could tell from a young age.
Yeah, like, yeah. Whereas Carolina, like, she came out and she had rhythm, and she's a natural. So this is something that, like,
and the other parents, the other dance parents, yeah, have noticed it too, that Carolina is just, she's the leader of, she's the Beyonce,
she's the one who's like, you can go and stand over there and, like, do your own thing, but yeah. What my teacher doing, I'm watching and I'm hearing.
Oh, yes. See, Carolina's like focused during dance.
Which is so funny. She's kind of always been that way, like very like, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. She does it to Zion all the time. She'd be like, Zai, stop. And she'd be like, we're doing this, don't do this. Or
yeah,
if like Dakota tries to play, she'd be like, Daddy, no. And like, we're not playing right now, we're doing this.
Yeah.
So it's really fulfilling though. So that's what I like to see. Putting them in stuff and then seeing them blossom just...
Yeah.
It just makes me happy. I think Zion's getting there, like, with T-ball. We still have our moments because he's very, like, it's hot, I'm tired. But if you threaten him and be like, you're not playing T-ball, he's like, oh, absolutely not. Like, I'm playing T-ball. So those are the fulfilling moments from it. But, yeah, I'm trying to be cognizant and aware, like, don't do too much.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
At least you're self-aware, so yeah. Kudos to you for that.
Yeah. And then on top of that, there's just not enough hours in the day because, like I said, we have nieces and nephews who do stuff.
And you like to go support
them. And we like
them.
To go and support yeah. them, but it's like, oh my gosh. Like,
yes.
And then some of the stuff will be like, oh, it costs $10 a person or an adult. And I'm like, And Dakota's like, we gotta go. I'm like, okay.
I get that. Yeah. So how do you, I guess, for our listeners that might be wondering, like, how do you keep it all organized? What would you say?
Okay. So I have always been, I don't know if this is considered type A, but like, if you don't know, my mom was in the military and she was never like that strict person. Like, people be like, oh my gosh, was she strict? No, she was never strict. She's very goofy. But one thing that she passed on to me that I like is organization, structure, mm-hmm. you know, like when we were late,
being on time.
When we were late today, when I tell you that shook me to my core, like I was so hurt. But those are the things that she taught me. And so in school, I was always that way. I still have the same pencil pouch from middle school because I'm like, I can't lose this. Like, this is my pencil pouch. It has all my favorite pens in it. and when I write things down, I tend to remember better.
Yeah.
And I also have my handy dandy. This is not, we're not sponsored or anything, but passionate penny pincher planner. Mm-hmm. And it's, you might actually like it. It's very like faith based and tells you, like, yeah. you know, I'll show it to you after the show, but that's how I keep everything organized. I write it down. Plus we have our planner on the, or, you know, our monthly calendar on the fridge. And so writing yes. things on there.
I copied you from that. I bought a magnetic monthly planner and it came with the monthly and the weekly. Yep. And yeah, it's been, cause I'm a visual person myself.
Exactly.
I need to see it. And
yeah.
And it's also good for, like, my husband to be able mm-hmm. to see it and say, oh, this is what's going on, yeah, you know. Yeah. So
Dakota writes on it, like, oh, I'm traveling this day, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So and Zion knows.
It's very helpful.
Yeah, Zion knows if Dakota's traveling, then he'll look on the calendar and see, like, Dakota wrote a note or something. Yeah, so, yeah. And then it has, like, a, you know, a grocery list or whatever that we can do. So it's very helpful in that sense. But yes. that's kind of how I keep it organized. There's actually multiple calendars. My mom... We share a calendar with my mom, my brother, my sister, because at the time before they had cars, when they had to work, my mom needed to know their schedule. And then like, mm-hmm. I would throw something in there like, hey, I can't help do anything because we're doing X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
So we have that calendar. And then the, Dakota's family, we have a shared calendar. I know so many calendars, but we have a shared calendar, and that's where if our nieces and nephews, like, we all put the games in there, so mm-hmm. we're all just like, oh, okay, there's a game on this day at this time. You know, we might go in the group chat and confirm, but...
Yeah.
That's kind of our organization. And honestly, it's on me. Dakota doesn't look at it at all.
True.
I think he said that he got logged out of the calendar and just never logged back in at one point, so...
Likely story, D.
I know, exactly.
Likely story. I'm the same way. I'm a visual person. We used to have... I still have a calendar that's... you know, really pretty, and it kind of looks like a journal, but the one that's the magnetic one that's on the fridge has been a mm-hmm. lifesaver, because yeah, everybody has access to it. I've got over the fact that it doesn't match. It's not like aesthetically pleasing.
I want the acrylic one so bad. And you know what's crazy? I can make it. But
I don't mind the actual calendar. It's just the fact that like my handwriting is so like it's not. I don't have cute handwriting. Oh. I'm not like one of those girls, you know.
Yeah, so I don't do much. Not, I just right.
Yeah, I don't. You know, mm-hmm. I can't draw either, so I can't put like little. You know, like yesterday was you know last night was date night, and I just literally put date night with like a heart, and that was it.
That's
and,
what I do.
You know, so I have a. I have the journal one, which now Alex uses more for, like, the financial mm-hmm. stuff. You know me. That's none of my business.
You stay in your lane.
So, I stay... exactly. I stay in my lane. The finances, that's just not my business. I don't know what's going on in that department. I don't know when things are due.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss
he
at
needs
this point.
A passionate penny pincher.
I'm gonna plug that into him.
You
but
need
I do all the other calendar stuff.
Yeah.
With the flu shots and the you know the dog. You know Yuki has grooming next month and whatever that yeah. sort of thing. But it works out. I mean we have a nice little system going.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the thing that I struggle the most with extracurriculars. Because of, you know, the childcare situation, we've both been in at times where we have to bring the kid that's not doing something.
Oh,
we have
gosh.
To bring them along.
Yes, yeah.
And then they get bored. And I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of those parents that thinks, you know, they can never be bored. Like, you know, I know this is very people go back and forth about. Mm-hmm. letting kids be bored whether yeah. or you know entertaining them I very much believe that you should it's beneficial for them to be bored sometimes they
so.
Need to be bored
yeah, I agree.
And we're not here to entertain them 24/7
mm-hmm.
And it's totally okay if they want to play and you don't feel like playing and you can say hey mommy doesn't feel like playing
yeah
but it is difficult because a lot of times, the kid that's not participating has to tag along, and if you don't have a tablet or something for them to entertain themselves, they're not gonna really.
It's gonna be the up and down, mommy.
Yes, especially when they're little, like our kids,
mm-hmm.
And they don't understand that we have to sometimes we have to do things for people that we love that we don't like, you know, it's not about us all the time.
And then also when they schedule games around bedtime, like for real. That's my thing. When Zion has 7:15 games, I'm like, oh,
see, why?
That's what I'm wondering. Cause I'm like, okay, this week,
when the episode goes up this week, I have a, Aria has dance at 5:15 on Thursday, and then AJ has a game at 7:15 on Thursday.
Yep.
So I'm going to take AJ in his full uniform to dance, and then we're going to go straight to, and then I have to bring an extra outfit for her because there's no way I'm going to let her walk around the baseball.
Oh gosh, no.
Bleachers with her tutu, like that's that's just not gonna happen.
Yeah,
and then in the transit from going to dance, from dance to football,
you gotta get dinner.
We gotta get t-ball. We were gonna get takeout.
Yeah,
and eat it in the car.
Yep.
So I'm
welcoming you in. Hello. Hello. The door's open.
But to be fair, in my defense, the girls were supposed to have dance on Wednesdays, and it was never supposed to, you know, it was never supposed to be two different things on the same day.
Yeah, exactly.
I made sure of that before I signed
now
AJ up.
Now you see the problem when I had the soccer and the...
Yeah, I purposely, before I signed AJ up, because Aria, we signed Aria for dance up first, I looked and said, like, looked at the fine print and made sure that the games were not on a Wednesday.
Exactly. Yes.
And then they switched dance from Wednesday to Thursday, and that messed my whole thing up.
And it messed the whole thing up. I did want to go back to your point, though, when you said tagging, like, the kids tagging along. So, luckily, Carolina gets excited about baseball. But I think that's because she kind of... She'll practice with Zion outside, and, like, we have our own tee, and so she'll, like, go outside and hit. So I think it's kind of low-key because she wants to play, but it's never been bad. Like, we go, and she's just crying because she's like, I want to go out there with Zai or anything. It's just, I'll be like, oh, we got to go to baseball. She'll be like, yes, baseball! Yes. But I think that's also because she made a friend, and I take the chalk, and they play with the chalk together or whatever. So, and then she also knows, she's so just... There's a girl, one of the moms, shout out to Brooke, they're friends, and so she'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go with Brooke. Brooke's gonna get me a lollipop. She might give me two and some chips. And so she loves Brooke. If my mom's
I know
there,
why
mom's
do they always act ravished at the extracurricular, like they have, like we haven't fed
if
them
I
in
say
ages.
If I say we're going to baseball, she could have just eaten and she'd be like, I want chips. And I always have to make sure I have a dollar for
Aria
chips.
Hits me with the, I want snackies.
And I'll pack hours. Yes. And she'll, it's stuff that she eats all the time. And she'll still just be like, no, I want chips. Like, I don't, I could bring the Cheetos that she likes. And she's like, no, I want those.
You want the one in the concession.
Yeah, like it has to be from that one.
I get that.
I just give them the one that I brought and they hand it to me and they eat it.
I know, but, right? We got to start tricking them.
I know.
It's crazy.
But that's the
see. At least,
issue
at least you have that. I don't think Aria's gonna be a sports girly. I don't think she's interested in any sports. Like when AJ practices with Alex in the backyard and they play catch, like she'll watch them, but she doesn't want to go out there.
Really?
She doesn't want to.
Oh, she's like me.
Yeah, I'm she's like, I'll stay inside with mama. And Baba and Dada are going to go play catch.
Is she protective of you?
Not protective, just she just doesn't want to partake in it. Like
I was trying to make it like, you know, nice and cute cuz Carolina's protective of me. Like she's like, she'll go outside for a few minutes, but if it's hot, she's like, I'm coming back in. And
No, she'll just be like, I'm staying inside with Dad because I don't go play catch with AJ.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we'll be playing drop instead of catch. Like, both of us. So, I don't go out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, she'll be like, I'll stay inside with my mom. Mm-hmm. So she watches them from like the window, but she doesn't want to, She doesn't want to partake in it. She doesn't want to do it herself. Yeah. She's not interested.
Well, Carolina likes catching. That's like, so this might sound bad, but if I, when I change her diaper, just only when it's pee, but when I change her diaper and I put it, you know, in the little ball or whatever, I'll be like, all right, sissy, catch. And she'll be like, yay. And she puts her arms out and she'll catch. And then she knows, like, after she catches it or if it drops, she picks it up and takes it to the trash can. Oh, so like she loves playing catch. I think that, and then, so the other thing was, like, bringing the siblings to the stuff. Zion started soccer. Well, she's like, I want to go out there with Zai. And they split the kids up by age. So, like, Zion's with the four-year-olds. And then they had a 2- and 3-year-old group. And so I'm like, oh, sissy, like, you know, I didn't sign you up. Because, again, I'm trying not to do that much. You're two. Yeah. You don't need to be in two activities at once. But she just kept crying about it and was like, I want a shirt. I want a shirt. Because Zion got his own jersey for it. Or a t-shirt. And so I went to the guy who was very nice. I wish I could remember his name, but he's amazing.
The coach? And
I think he's just like over the whole program.
Oh, okay.
But the guy I showed you yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to him and was like, hey, is it too late to sign her up? Like, whatever. he was like, oh, here's a shirt. He was like, just let her, you know, sign her up after. And I was like, oh, okay. This is why I said he's great. He's a really nice guy. But be genuine about it, guys. So I took her, and the whole time she's just acting like she didn't want to kick. She didn't want to do anything. She was just holding the coach's hand. I was like, girl, you act like you want to get out there. And then she came and Dakota showed up because he was coming back from a work event. And she was like, I just want to sit with daddy. And I said, do you want to play soccer? And she said, no. I went back to him and I was like, hey, do you want this jersey back? She doesn't want it. He's like, she can keep the jersey. It's okay. But so it's like moments like that where I'm like, the mom guilt. That's what I told you. Mm-hmm. The mom guilt was eating at me because she just kept talking for so long. Like, I just want to go out there. I want to go with Zaza. I want to do this. I want to play soccer. Da, 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 da. And I was just like, oh. And I was ready to sign her up on the spot. But then thankfully she said that she didn't want to. Because I was like, this is too. But the thing is,
that's why you got to get, if you're signing your kid up and you don't know if they're going to like it and they offer the insurance thing, just take it. Yeah. Just pay for it. Because if not, you're going to be forcing the kid to do something they don't want to do.
Exactly.
Or you're going to not get your full money back.
Exactly.
And in this economy, no. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, that's why I was happy, because I was like, I'm glad I didn't waste that money. But the problem is the soccer that the boys did, I've been looking for her, like, this was before, and it's, like, almost $100 more than this soccer program.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
These costs are adding up, because it's not just the registration. Sometimes you have to pay for the uniform, and then with T-ball, they have to bring their own helmet, their own cleats, their own bat. Like,
yeah, you need a backpack to put all those things. You need a good water bottle. Yeah. I'm very big on water bottles, though. Like, you don't need a great one, but for me, I'm like, hey, it's hot. You're getting a good insulated water bottle for this.
For real. It's very crazy to think about, like, the call. And then they outgrow. Like, I know these cleats aren't going to fit next year.
Listen, so Zion's, he played T-ball last year in a program in Knoxville, where we live. And it wasn't competitive. And so then he wanted to play where his cousins play. So then I signed him up where his cousins play, and got him some new cleats. We were super excited about it. And literally he wore them to like 2 practices in 1 game. And I was like, do these fit? And they did not fit at all. We had to buy a whole new pair of cleats.
Oh, gosh.
Luckily, those have lasted that season and this season, though. Mm-hmm. So I know by next year we're going to have to get some new ones, which is fine because we can find some good cleats at a good price. But I'm just like, why did you grow so fast? Like, we literally just
for real
fitted you for these.
For
and then
real.
You get 2 practices
in a game.
The growth spurts
be on. Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, it costs. And then the other thing is like, so, and this can be a whole separate thing, but Zion is very like, mommy, I want to play flag football. And I'm like, I just hear football. I don't hear flag. I just hear football. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about that. Why are flag football, why is it so expensive? You probably haven't looked into it, but no. I was like, let me just see. And one of the programs, it said $225. And I was like, excuse me?
That's wild.
$225? A whole grocery haul?
In this economy?
In this economy? No. And Like, our nephew is playing flag football. He's 3 years older than Zion. And then his cousin is playing, our nephew's cousin, so, like, on his mom's side. But he's also playing flag football, and I was talking to his mom, and she was like, yeah, this is the cheapest one we could find. She was like, everything was, like, 200 plus. And I'm like,
oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, why is it that expensive and they're this young?
It's only going to get worse.
Exactly.
It's only going to get worse.
I don't... I'm not ready. And then today at dance, when the mom was like, oh, there's pre-whatever she called, pre-class or whatever it's called.
She said that sometimes you have to, like, for the recital, you have to pay entrance. I pay tuition. What do you mean? We pay the fee. We bought the uniform. What do you mean we have to pay to get in that, to see them perform?
Exactly. Exactly.
What? So, what?
Why is it so expensive?
And she was like, oh, you need to get tickets. Tickets for, I'm sorry. Tickets for what?
See, what I signed as the dance thing, though, I thought it said that the tuition covered at least recital tickets for the family. Like,
why do they need tickets? Like, are they not making enough money with just the...
I don't know, because the mom said that her daughter's in, like, 5 different classes. So...
This is
it's expensive, but
we are barely getting our feet wet.
I would say we've dipped our toes into this
because our kids are 4 and 2.
Yeah, but, and like the other thing is if Zion is really serious about, or even AJ, they're serious about baseball. One of our nephews plays travel ball, and travel ball, the older they get, the more expensive it is.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Exactly.
Well, it's also what I wasn't prepared for. With the extracurricular stuff, and like I said, I'm barely dipping my toes in it now, but it alters your whole routine for afterwards, because you go to bed later, mm-hmm. you have to get dinner later, mm-hmm. you have to shower.
Or you get dinner when there's a game at like 6:30, mm-hmm. and you're like, do they have a dinner at 4:30, 5 o'clock, as soon as
I
get home?
No, I've been doing dinner after.
You've been doing it after?
Yes. Just a little snack before we get there and just
dinner. Okay, because I've been thinking, like, oh, I don't want him to be hungry and play on an empty stomach, but then...
Well, also, it's good that at least with T-ball, it's not a full 9 innings, like regular baseball.
True.
It's just 2 innings.
That would be so...
It's not that long, but I like baseball.
I'm saying, like, when we've gone to, like, Tennessee Smokies games, that's a long time to be playing baseball if you're a kid.
I like baseball, but, no, I get what you're saying. But I've been doing dinner afterwards, and then we have to do shower. So then we go to bed later, mm-hmm. because we have dinner later, then we have showers later, so then mm-hmm. bed. So, and then if we have school the next day, like if he has a game on Tuesday, Wednesday he goes to mm-hmm. school, and it's wild. Like, I was not, I didn't think
I'm here for you.
It sounded like a good idea at the time, but I didn't think that far ahead that this was going to affect both of the kids. Mm-hmm. Because when we're out there in the field, even though Aria's sitting on the bleachers, there's dust everywhere. Like, I have to give her a bath. Like, I can't let her go to bed.
Yeah. There have been times where Dakota's been like, oh, they can have a bath in the morning. I was like, A, I'm not letting them get in the bed dirty like this. B, getting up and giving them a bath in the morning, because I'm already like, I've got it down to like
that's another thing. I mean, I don't know how people, I know there's people that shower in the morning and people that shower at night. I feel like I'm a night shower person.
I'm a morning shower person, but if I've gone out and done stuff, like if I've been at home all day, then I'm like, okay, I've been at home all day. But if I've gone out, like when we went to the fair last week or the week before, I'm like, I'm gross. I need to go get, like,
no, like,
I don't sit on the bed
I yeah, no, I agree with that. But no, I like showering after I've gone my whole day. I come home, I do my thing, and then I shower and then I go to bed. So when I wake up, I'm clean.
Yeah.
And it's less to do. So that's how I've been raising my kids. We are night shower kids. We're a night shower family.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're going to have a whole separate episode on hygiene, because some of y'all ain't washing your baby's asses, and that's just not okay. But I digress. But it messes up your whole, like, it encompasses your whole, you know, routine. And it throws off, especially, the, like I said, the sibling that's not doing, that's just tagging along. It's a whole thing.
It is. No, it was, I don't even remember.
I was not prepared for that.
I don't remember. I think what had me prepared for it, so with Dakota's family, since I've known him, we met in 2012, so I know this was going on before 2012. His family does Sunday dinners, and Sunday dinners, we're not leaving till like 9 something at night. And so I think that's kind of what prepared me for, like, okay, here's how we do this stuff at the end of the day. And especially if he has, like, the kids have school the next day, it's like, okay, when we get home, we're running baths, we're doing this, like, you know. So I think that's why I already had the routine down, and it wasn't like a huge
The dinner thing wasn't a huge adjustment, because my husband typically gets off work at 7, so typically since we like eating as a family, we don't eat until dad's home usually. If the kids are hungry before, I'll feed the kids, but I like waiting on my husband to eat if I'm, you know, if I can fathom it. If I'm starving,
edamame bean.
Exactly. I didn't leave them any, did I?
No.
That one time.
Not a single one.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. What you mean? Like, don't throw me under the bus like that, Nick.
I just wanted to say it.
My big back ate all the edamame beans.
It was just funny. You were like, these are really good. And I was just watching the whole time. And I'm like, Alex, the thing is,
Dakota was like, oh, I thought these were, and there was just the shells or whatever, like the outer part. And Dakota was like, damn, you ate all that. I thought these were, you know, you were leaving these. And I was like, no, those are the ones that I've eaten.
Yeah.
Like, it was
fun times.
Big back.
Exactly.
It is, like I said, we are in the trenches, but barely, because our kids are still young, and at least my kids don't have a lot of opinions yet, so they just kind of go with the flow.
I did want to ask you, though, so you said that AJ's going to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? For me, my mom guilt would just
eat me
because I'm like, oh, how is Carolina stealing something and you don't have something during the week? How do you feel about that?
It's tough, but I get what you're saying. But what I like to remember is AJ's been alive longer than Aria. And he was in stuff before.
That's true.
Aria. He had a whole year where we were just doing mommy and me gymnastics class because he was too young to do like the full class. Yeah, so I had to tag in with him. And I was doing the mommy and me gymnastics class while I was pregnant. And then when Aria was a baby, I would just keep Aria in the car seat and still do the class with AJ.
Oh gosh, yeah. So you were momming for real.
Yeah. So I feel like that kind of makes me feel better. And it's also the fact that AJ, because he is on the spectrum, he doesn't notice it as much as I guess some other kid would. And I think in a way he's more adaptable to
I feel like he is, because even yesterday, or when he came to soccer for Zion, he was just chill. Like, and then going to dance with Aria is not like, oh, you know, sometimes he'll even be like, there's Sissy, there's Aria, or whatever. So, like, He definitely seems like he could take a step back, and it's not gonna rock his world in any way.
Yeah. So I think it, you know, and honestly, he might not be into sports. Like, he might just not have athleticism at all as he gets older. I mean, we don't know, you know.
See, my thing is, I'm like, Zion, you're smart. If you want to get into robotics or anything like that,
Alex was a chess champion. Mm-hmm. Like, he keeps saying he can't wait for the kids to get older so he can teach them chess. I was more into like the performing arts, so I did a lot of dance, a lot of modeling, and you know, runway stuff.
So he's very, very like logistics and just numbers and stuff like that. You're very like creative.
I was in talent shows, and I did tap, and I did hip-hop and contemporary ballet. I did all kinds of, you know, but it was more, I dabbed a little bit in like the theater club mm-hmm. when I was in high school. So, he might lean more towards the performing arts. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, so and that's the thing is I want everybody to realize, like, we're talking about this because we have time.
Yeah.
It's just something that we're experiencing currently. And as they get older.
Yes.
When they're in school full time, like, how is that going to?
Yes. I feel like be? With when they're in school, and obviously I might get to this point and I'm like, I don't know what I was talking about. But I feel like when they're participating in stuff in school, at least it takes some of the burden of like driving or leaving work early True. To get to the thing mm-hmm. in time. You know, today I left work early to make sure we got to dance, and then traffic was at a standstill. We were probably behind each other in the cars because it was the highway and it was not moving.
Not at all. Like, literally, I was telling them, it takes me 12 minutes. I've got it down to the minute. 12 minutes to get to the dance studio, and it took me 30 today.
Yeah. It was, I don't know what was going on. Morgan Wallen is in town, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. But I will say, the mom guilt is getting to me because...
So do you think Zion will point it out like, oh, I'm not doing anything?
He's already said he wants to do basketball again. So he's like, after soccer, I want to do basketball. I feel like basketball was a little premature. He just wasn't ready.
It's a lot of running.
It's a lot of running. He still doesn't know how to dribble. But the thing is what he's done. I don't know if I've told you this. He will practice dribbling. Mm-hmm. Nobody's been like, hey, you need to practice dribbling. He just has been like, oh, look,
he's taking the initiative.
So I don't want to discourage him and be like, oh, we're just not going to sign you up. But like, so I am looking into it, and I'm going to set the money aside to sign him up for the winter. But he's already said, like, I want to play basketball. So I'm like, oh, you know, like, I would like to take a break, but I don't.
Your mom guilt's not going
to. My mom guilt isn't going to let me.
Mm-hmm. Then, I do understand, obviously, you know, Zion's not on the spectrum. So maybe if AJ was more neurotypical, maybe he would be like, oh, hey, I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah. Like, and Zion would point it out. He would be like,
but AJ's just, he's just not like I said, he's just vibes, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just in his own little, his own little world. And he's aware, you know, but it's not something that really bothers him. And besides, maybe when he grows up he will, and I'll feel like I'm being spread too thin. But as of right now, listen, if you're happy, I'm happy, Bubba, we're just vibing.
And besides, like, games on your phone, he's not into like video games or anything that yet, whereas Zion is. Actually a punishment in our house. It's like, hey, if you don't listen, you don't do what you're supposed to do, like, you can't play the
game. We don't have, like, I mean, and I've said this before in previous episodes, like, my kids don't have iPads at my house. Like, they, you know, they use my phone and their dad's phone, and
that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if I don't put him in something, then the game is all he has.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, and you don't, I just don't want him to be so tied. Like, I love my brother, but video games is his life. Like, and I hope he can monetize it one day and get on Twitch and do whatever. But I also just want him to be well-rounded. That's one thing that I tell people, with my mom being in the military and moving around. I feel like that's why I am the way that I am. And I like to get so many different perspectives, even if with my job. I've been in front of the camera, behind the camera. I've, you know, been on set when we're filming stuff. And then I've also been at the desk doing the paperwork and the other stuff. Because I'm like, I want to get a whole view of like how everything works. And so I want Zion to be able to like experience, you know, what everything and figure out what he likes. And then you know, home is home, so you can come back to video games at any point, but like, you can also go out and play sports and have fun and
it's also obviously good for them to make friends and be active, you know, in some shape or form. I mean, obviously they don't need to be doing cardio, but getting the blood flowing and stuff, that's you know, very beneficial. And I feel like we both from that generation that, like, the TV raised us, and our parents didn't do a lot of heavy lifting when it came to that. And it was just like, hey, TV's on. And after this show, there was another show and there was another thing. And so trying to break that cycle, you know, is hard. But I see where you're coming from. I commend you. I texted Michaela the first week of
you had both one kids, practice or whatever
of both kids being in something, and I was like, "How do you do this?"
And
like, I am exhausted.
And you are also working two full time jobs because you're a mother full time, and you are a full-time career.
And I don't have I don't have, like, a flexible schedule.
Exactly. Like, yeah. So, I mean, you killed it. You did it. You made it. You're still killing it.
Yeah.
For me, it's definitely been easier since I've been working from home. That's one thing I have anxiety about is, like, okay, once I start working again, everything's just going to pile back on top. So, not really looking forward to that. I feel like spring is when it's going to really hit because that's when most of the sports are like
starting back up.
Whereas winter is a little chill. You might have basketball, maybe indoor soccer, and then, you know, the girls have dance. But
I'm looking forward to after, you know, like I said, just because AJ did basketball in the summer and then we went into T-ball. I'm looking forward to just enjoying the holidays and just having Aria do dance, and the girls are just, they look so cute and they're having so much fun and they're adorable. Gosh. And
Aria telling me bye today was just the cutest at the car. She's like, bye Kayla.
She loves you. She's,
I love them. I know, and then AJ's always cuddling up to me.
I know, he's just the sweetest. He's just, I'm obsessed with them too. But yes, we appreciate you guys listening. If you're out here doing the extracurricular stuff, if your kid is in the dance competition or traveling team, or I commend you.
Especially when they're very young. We're coming from young perspectives, so.
Yes.
Also, just let us know, like, how do you manage it when they get older? Like, when they're in school?
As soon as they start, if they can drive themselves to practice, then.
I'm saying, like, elementary, middle school. Oh, yeah. Like, how do you handle it? Especially when you have multiple kids that are doing things. Like, just give us some advice if you have advice.
Yes. Yes. I cannot imagine, like.
I wish you guys could see her face right now.
This is also the thing, like. When you have them close in age, like, I'm kind of looking forward to next year when they can both do gymnastics and be in one class.
That's why I was going to sign because, up for soccer, because it would have been one day. And I'm like, okay, you can still...
Yeah, so because a lot of the things are, like, from 3 years old to 5 years old. Yeah. So next year when they both have birthdays and they'll be 3 and five, I'm looking forward to, like, oh, maybe let's do gymnastics. And then it'll be one class and they can both be in there. Yeah. And I don't have to be in there. I can just watch them. So I'm looking forward to that, but the flip side of that is, what do you do, like, if we were to have baby number threes, which we're still going back and forth
about.
I don't
know if it's happening.
If we were to have baby number three next year, that would be a 5-year difference between our babies and our oldest.
Exactly.
And, you know, and that's a whole other thing, because, and I'm not out here telling you that, you know, as soon as the baby pops out, y'all need to be doing baby gymnastics together or whatever. But you know, it's good for them. There's a lot of benefits, and like, how do you manage, you know, because you also want to give your kids you don't want to treat them as a pair. They're individuals.
Exactly, they're
you
individuals.
You
want to
give them their own. If they lean towards the same likes and interests, great. But if they don't, which I feel like my kids are not going to lean towards the same thing.
I was very shocked because Carolina likes, you know, kicking her own soccer ball but being there was like, don't want no parts of it. And I was like, oh, that's one thing that I can't sign them up.
Like, I'm, you know, I'm, as of right now, how it's looking, my kids are very different and they're going to lean towards different things, which is fine. But we also want to, you also want to make sure as a parent that you're giving each child they're deserved one-on-one.
Exactly.
And obviously as they get older, it's easier to explain that, like, hey, we're not, this is not about you, we're watching Baba play. Yeah. Or, hey, this isn't about you, we're watching Sissy do, you know, rehearsals. Obviously, as it should get easier to explain as they get older. But how do you manage that when you have more than two and you have all these different age ranges? Right. And how do you go about, you know, do you keep one after school at, you know, and take another one off camp? Like, because I'm also the kind of parent, I'm not like a helicopter parent. I don't like that term.
I need to be there, though.
Yeah, I need to be, like...
Until a certain point, until a certain age, like, even with dance, they're like, oh, you can go, you can leave for the 45 minutes. No, absolutely not. My child's two, I will not be leaving.
Exactly.
Her
like, no shade to anybody, you know, but, yeah, no, I'm gonna stay the whole time.
I'm gonna stay, like, and I that's the other thing.
I might go to the car.
That's like, as far as I'm gonna go.
That's as far, period.
But, like, my thing is I always... I think I have a fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have serious FOMO with my kids because it's like, you know, I'm always getting pictures. I'm always getting videos. Even at AJ's game, I got two videos of him, you know, when he's batting.
Not going to first and going to third.
Got him when he was batting.
Okay.
But it's like, I'm always like, I don't want to miss out. Even Zion, he had practice, but it was at, like, Carolina had dance until 6. He had practice at 6, but his practice was 30-something minutes away from the dance studio. And so I'm like, I can't be at practice. But, I mean, of course I trust Dakota. His dad took him. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm missing practice. And the thing is when Dakota got home, I was like, did you get videos? He was like, oh, no, I got a picture of him at the end. I'm like, no, we're supposed to get... And I think that's why I do it, because I like...
Why are dads like this?
I don't know, but I like looking back and being like, oh, you know, he swung really well. Like, even Zion, his swinging... He has a good swing. His timing is just off this season. And I've taken a video every single time just because it's something...
It might be the time where he hits it out of the park.
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
and so
I get that.
That's what... Even at practice, I'm like, oh, I want to be at every practice because I want to see this. I want to see every moment. And I don't know. I'm crazy, guys.
Y'all pray for Mick.
I know.
She's...
Because...
There's a lot going on up there.
The wheels keep on turning.
There's a
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
She's losing her medulla.
I say that all the time now. Losing my goddamn medulla. Whatever Cardi B says.
I'm going through it, bitch.
Anyway,
at the end of the day.
The day's gonna end. Gosh. We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode. If you have any words of wisdom, encouragement, whatever, about...
Advice.
Yeah, advice about extracurricular activities, especially if your kids are older or when you started, please let us know. Hit like, follow, share the show.
And remember that if you're worried about whether or not you're doing enough for being a good parent, you already are a good parent.
Yeah, because a good parent...
Worries.
They worry about everything.
All the time.
All the time.
I wish I could sit here and be like, I drink a lot of water and I do yoga and that's how I cope. No, it's
anxiety.
It's just not my reality.
Sometimes I just sit on the couch.
I'm
just like, so
I am running off the grace of God and coffee at this point.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Bye.